Torah Chadasha, the part 3. So now, going back into the Shorah Barah, a deeper dimension. It's explained in Chassidus that the expression of the Gemara that equates shechting with pulling or drawing, it says, en v'shachat ela u'moshach, that shechting is like, it's like pulling, like drawing, means that the act of shechting an animal in a kosher manner takes something that was forbidden to eat, the live animal is not kosher at that time, you cannot eat live meat, and draws it into the realm of the permissible, of the kosher. Once it becomes permissible, a Jew can now eat the flesh of this animal, internalizing and elevating it. What was forbidden to eat previously becomes permissible to eat. Eating refers to internalizing Torah, drawing it down and grasping the concepts. That's eating of nefesh. The Ari Miklot, the refuge cities, are the in the Yemaisa Mashiach, are the new revelations of Pinmisa Torah from Mashiach, what we said earlier. Revelations so lofty that on their own they cannot be grasped and internalized. They are in the category of forbidden to be eaten. They're unable to be internalized. Shchita means taking that which cannot be internalized and making it able to be internalized, as we said. The Livyosin, who lives in the sea, the hidden world, represents serving Hashem spiritually via lofty spiritual unification. It's called Yehudim Elyonim. The Shurabar, which lives on dry land, the revealed world, represents the service of Hashem by refining physicality. Each one has what the other lacks. The spiritual Livyosin is in a way of elevation from above, grasping lofty lights, but they cannot be drawn down below. And the Shurah Bar is drawing everything into physicality, but it lacks the lofty revelations. In the future, there will be the qualities of both of these dimensions together, that the lofty lights will be drawn down and revealed below. How? By shechting, drawing, as we said, shechting the Shurah Bar with the fins of the Livyosin, meaning that great spiritual levels associated with the Livyosin will be revealed in those matters associated with the Shurah Bar type of Avodas Hashem. This means even the most lofty matters, things which cannot be grasped by the human intellect, will be drawn down in a way which they can indeed be grasped. That the Torah from me, the Torah Chadasha, mi'iti teitze, this Torah from me, says Hashem to the Navi, which cannot be grasped at this time, will go forth, as the Medrash says, will go forth to be grasped by human intellect. The loftiest spiritual revelations will be drawn down below into halacha that deals with physical objects. And with this explanation in mind, let us note and make an effort to grasp what's being said here, what the Rebbe says in the Sicha of Parshas Vayetze Nun Beis. This is in the, let's say, from when this Sicha was said, it's the winter afterwards. The Rebbe says over there, the only thing lacking is that a Yid should open his eyes properly and should see how everything is ready for the Geula. There's the set table already, and there's already the Livyosin and the Sharabar and the aged wine, and the Yidin are sitting at the table, their father's table, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, as stated in Sfarim that in every generation there is one from Zerah David, the seed of David, who, due to his righteousness, is fitting to be Mashiach. And there's already a heart to know and eyes to see and ears to hear. That's what the Rebbe says in that Sicha. So when the Rebbe over there is saying that the table is set with the Livyosin and Shurah Bar, so what in this Sicha is Rebbe telling us? That the table is set with the teachings of Mashiach, teaching things that we could never arrive at on our own, which enable us to grasp in the vessels of Nigle, Tanakh, Midrashim, Mishnayis, Gemara, Halacha, great and lofty things which would otherwise be beyond human intellect. All we need to do is open our eyes to this reality and proceed to eat, to learn and internalize these teachings, completing the refinement of the intellect and bringing into our reality the revelations of the true and complete Geula. All the rest is commentary. Now go and learn. Yechi Adonai Nu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach L'Yoylam Void.